Oh, good morning, everybody. How about this? I know you sat down, but stand back up, and the nearest two or three people, just tell them, I'm glad you've come to pray today. Let them know. If you're watching on live, good morning. I'm glad you got up with us this morning to spend time with us in prayer. But we're here, we're alive, we're awake, we're stretching out, and God is with us. Amen? Amen. Well, we are day 14 of our 21 days of prayer. We are a pray first church. And that's just wisdom right there. Our devotional topic today and our corporate prayer in a few moments here is about the church. And I wrote down some thoughts. I just sat down the other day and just wrote some thoughts out concerning the church. But first, Matthew chapter 16 has this interaction with Jesus, and Jesus questioning, who do people say that I am? And Peter, in one of his finer moments, responds that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the response of Jesus to him is this: and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And if there's anything that should encourage you, is that Jesus is building the church, and the gates of hell cannot overcome it. See, the church is revelation from God that people receive. The church is those who are living their life based on the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's what Peter did. Jesus told him, you didn't receive this revelation of yourself. This came from God. And what Jesus is building are people who are living their life based on who he is and what he is doing. And the church, just some thoughts that I have, the church then turns out to be this. The church is the active body of Christ, of which he is the head. Colossians 1 affirms that. The church is the unity of Christ's followers in our lost and sinful world. And it's worldwide, but it also meets in local gatherings. See, our faith is not just about a personal righteousness and a personal relationship with Jesus. It is, but it's also about a just and worshiping society of people who do this together. We walk the Jesus way together and learning how to do so as we go along. It is you personally, but you have to understand it is something much bigger than you. It is this particular local church, but it's also the much bigger worldwide church. And together, we are the intentional witness and presence of the kingdom of God in this world that needs it. The thing is about your faith, you're not meant to do this alone. We are meant to live in a community together, that we gather together, break bread together, learn together. The purpose of the church is to equip each one of us, but we do it together. We worship together. We pray together. We persevere together. We laugh together. We cry together. And in the midst of this world, we invite others to join in on what God is up to. We're a light to the world together. Church together is one of the spiritual disciplines of spiritual formation. In our specific churches, we want you to know God, find freedom, discover purpose, and make a difference. And see, here's one of the things I like about the church, and something I've learned to like about the church and the gathering of the church, is it's that you are brought together with a whole lot of people that you would never be with otherwise if it wasn't for the church. In other words, The church brings together all manners of diversity. It causes different people to gather together under the name of Jesus. And in that, we will learn how to love. We will learn how to forgive. We will learn how to bear burdens. We will serve together and learn in the midst of this great diversity how to be unified. To share the common goal of Christ's likeness and to simply learn how to remain faithful. Now, admittedly, we, the church, we are not perfect. But we stand in the righteousness of Jesus, a righteousness which we cannot earn. But this imperfect gathering of people is not so much an institution as it is a family. A place where you belong. And we keep gathering together in spite of our imperfections, in spite of our mistakes, because we have Jesus. And because we have Jesus, we keep coming together. Because he's worth it, and in turn, he teaches us how to have worth for one another. And what is so amazing about that is this. That's exactly what Jesus is building, is exactly the way he wants it. He's building locally and worldwide in spite of our differences and the diversity that he created purposely. He's building a unified church that, again, no gate of hell, no demonic force, no plan of man can overcome. Therefore, we, the church, are being built by him. It's his work. And it's a wonderful thing. It's not to be forsaken by those who gather. It's not to be taken advantage of by those who gather. But it is the gathering of a family of faith that simply want to live life together, learn together, grow together, and be a people that are reflective of who he is. That's the church. And we never will ever give up on what God is doing in this world because of who he is. No manner of issues, no church hurt, no things we don't like, things we wish were this way instead of that way. Learning that we don't focus on the mess so much that we miss the miracles. Because simply God has called us together. And he's doing an amazing, amazing thing among us. That's the church. When I was a kid, I didn't like to go to church. Not because my church was bad, it's just because I was a stinkhead. I begged so much not to go to church. My church was Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and every Sunday night and Wednesday night, I begged my guts out not to have to go to church. Thank goodness my parents made me anyways. But here I am, I think a bit wiser, hopefully a bit more mature. I've grown to love the church. And if I wasn't there, I'd miss it. And I miss it for all of the reasons that the church is what it is. You know what you're doing? As in just a moment after this next song here, we're going to pray over these prayer cards. You know what we're doing? We're fighting for the church. For individuals of this gathering of believers that's representative of the worldwide body of Jesus. So I'm glad you're here to fight for the church today. That's what we're going to do. Amen.
for a song it is. It's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things are. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart. It's all about you. I'm sorry, love, the thing I made. When it's all about you, it's all about you. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment, and I never wanna leave. Oh, I don't wanna leave. And I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, more than anything that you can do. I just want you, and I just want nothing else. Nothing else will do, and I just want, and nothing else, and nothing else, nothing else.
never going to leave, but I'll stay right here. I'm never gone, I won't stray away, Lord, I'll stay.
Says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Feel it in this room. Holy Spirit, move. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. 'Cause when you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Something has to break right now in your name. Something has to break. Something has to break. Something has to break right now in your name. Oh, something has to break.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. Been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Running after me. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. With my life laid down, I surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after. It's running after me. Your you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Faithful. Oh, all my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
is running after, it's running after me. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to head into our corporate time of prayer. By the way, when we are done with our time of corporate prayer today, the prayer team will be available down front if you have something you want to come down and join in faith about, so they'll be available to you. And during this corporate time, by the way, you can stay where you're at. You can stand, you can sit, you can walk. I know for me, I developed a habit of walking when I pray. When I was a college kid intern, this pastoral staff would meet Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. for an extended time of prayer. So I walked so I didn't fall asleep. So I get it. You can keep moving if you want to. But in our corporate time right now, we're going to be praying over our campuses, our churches, Only Believe as a whole, and also to enter into a time of prayer for the leadership of our churches. So let's do that together. Just for a little bit here, let's pray for our churches. Lord, we come before you. We have the gathering of a church here in Botkins and in Kenton, in Dayton, and in Urbana, Lord. People that are living life based on the revelation of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray that those churches, first and foremost, they're houses of salvation. That every time we gather together, we proclaim, we ask that every time we gather together as the churches, there are people there giving their life over to Jesus. That there's such an invite culture in our churches that people are bringing in those that need to know Jesus. That our light is shining in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our workplaces in such a way that people are just coming into the church that need to know Jesus. And we pray for salvation. We pray every time these moments are popping up, the intercessors of the church are praying that breakthroughs are happening in people's hearts. That the activity of the Holy Spirit is constantly so free and so strong and so open that people are responding at all times in services, not even waiting for times where we call it an altar call. But during worship and the messages, their hearts are being opened towards you and responding to the call of Jesus in their life. So we thank you, Lord, that people are being saved in our churches in Jesus' name. In our churches that simply are knowing you, God, knowing God. That through the word and through the experiences that we have in the church, as we glorify and worship you and your presence is with us, Lord, through the teachings of small groups and the gathering of believers, Lord, that we have people in these churches that our knowledge and experience of you is growing and it's growing stronger, and that the people of our churches, the roots of their spiritual life are growing deep. So when the winds and the things of life come and that they blow and it seems to be bigger than even who we are, we stand firm, we stand strong, and there's nothing that will move us. So in that, Lord, we pray for our church to be full of people that are in long-term discipleship. That we're not turning to the right, we're not turning to the left. That we learn what it means to be in perseverance and faithfulness. That there's nothing the world can throw at us. There's nothing of the plan of the enemy that could peel people away from walking of their faith daily. This long-term discipleship, this long-term endeavor of walking the narrow road and picking up our cross daily and following you. That's who we are as a church. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And Lord, in that, I pray our churches are places where people are finding freedom. Lord, freedom from the shackles and the chains of life. Freedom from the things that the enemy has tried to destroy their life with. Freedom from the damages of sin, the bondage of sin. That the different avenues in the church where these things happen, simply the power of who you are, it's in the relationships of our small groups, Lord, that we are finding freedom into the abundant life of Jesus Christ. Freedom from sin. Into life is you intend it to be, and I thank you for that. There's nothing that's too strong and too big and too great, Lord, for not only for you to forgive, but for you to set us free from completely. I thank you for that kind of freedom in our churches. And in that, Lord, people are discovering purpose, and in that they're making a difference, Lord, that people are finding reason. purpose created inside of them, that's being drawn out of their lives, Lord. We understand what it means to be together as a body, gifted and talented and brought together for a reason. I thank you for that. So I pray all of our churches are growing. I pray all of our churches are financially sound. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. And Lord, in that, our churches are places of celebration of the joy of our salvation. As we begin our services, we enter the courts with praise that the joy of our salvation overflows in this house. That those that come in from the outside, they see this joy and it's contagious. That they want to have it in their life. And I thank you for that kind of celebration in our churches. And Lord, for the leadership that leads our churches, Pastor Nicole and Pastor Randy and Pastor Tim and Bethany and Pastor Phil and Pastor Regina and Pastor Rick and Lynn and for myself and Margo, we pray, Lord, for the pastoral leadership of our churches. We pray for a double portion of wisdom. We pray for a clear word, a clear mandate. We pray for every avenue, every way the enemy tries to strike the shepherds so the sheep would scatter. We bind it and we come against it in the name of Jesus. It has no place. It has no power. I pray that you guard all of our hearts in you. Guard all of our minds in you. I pray, Lord, when discouragement comes, that the encouragement of the Spirit rises up within us. I pray we're reminded of the church that prays for us. I pray for strong leadership in the church. I pray for dream team leaders and small group leaders, double portion of wisdom, raising up of leadership in the church to help do what God you have asked us to do. And I thank you for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So we thank you for being here and being with us. Because Jesus, our churches are all about you. Nothing more, nothing less. That you inhabit this place. Every church building we have, the Spirit resides. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. Now, as we closed out last Saturday, the same today. Today is the 14th day of 21 days of prayer. It's our second Sabbath. The seventh day God rested after creation. We're on that seventh day today. So what we're going to do for the last 2 minutes of our time together, we're going to rest. And I encourage those of you that lack peace in your life, you lack contentment, you lack joy, you lack just a sense of being free from stress and anxiety, to take this moment and allow the Holy Spirit to build that in you, okay? So let's just wait before Him for a couple moments.